35. Let your loins be girded about, and your light burning, and be yourself light unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to me, and will come forth to and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not suffer his house to be broken through. Be therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour, at an hour when ye think not. So far. From this verse, we can remark that the Lord could come at any time. Maybe when we are still in the conference, or after we leave the conference in our way to our homes. At any time, the Lord could come, and we have to be ready for his coming. And here we find that blessed are those servants who, when their master came and knocked, they immediately opened to him. They are ready for his coming. This is what they call it, the imminence of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Imminent means he could come at any time. When we go, for example, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where we read about the rapture of the church, we notice a very interesting thing in chapter 4. In chapter 4, we read, beginning from verse 13, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them, with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which alive, notice that we which alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. We which are remain and are alive when he will come. That means that he can come at any moment. So we have to be ready for his coming, because maybe he will come today. So we have to be ready for his coming. What will happen if the Lord comes at any day, at any moment? The rapture will happen. The rapture, we will be caught up, we will be taken up to be with the Lord in a twinkling of an eye. And those who are asleep in the dust of the earth will first rise from the dead. And we with them will be changed, and they will be raised with a glorified body that have no decay, any trace of decay, and will be changed into the form of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, that glorious body, not our body of blood and flesh, because blood and flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So we will be taken to be with them, to meet them, to meet the Lord in the earth. And then we enter into heaven, into the Father's house. And as we read here in Luke chapter 12, we read here that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. So we'll sit upon our thrones. If you turn to Revelation chapter 4, we find 24 elders sitting upon 24 thrones, and they wearing crowns upon their heads. So we will be kings and also will be priests, because Christ made us kings and priests unto God the Father. So we are kings and priests and will be sit upon the thrones. What then? We shall appear before the judgment of Christ. We read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 10, 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad, good or evil. Every person will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We as believers will appear before the judgment seat of Christ in heaven. But there is another phase of standing before the judgment seat of Christ here on earth. And this we read in Matthew 25, beginning from verse 31, the judgment of the alive, of the quick. And then there is a third phase also of judgment before the great white throne, in according to Revelation chapter 20. So we will appear as believers before the judgment seat of Christ, not to be judged, because we will not pass through judgment. We were delivered from judgment because we have received eternal life. Jesus said in John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, that whosoever hear my voice and believe in him who sent me has everlasting life and will not come into judgment, but he has passed from death unto life. So we will not come to be judged for two reasons. Why? Any person can give me the answer why we will not go to judgment? Why? Pardon me?
No more condemnation.
This is the verse, right? But why? Yes.
Once again, our love was. Well, that is a very good reason, because Jesus bore the our judgment when he was upon the cross. This is one reason.
Second reason why we will not go to judgment. You know, if a man commit a great crime and before he was catched by the police, he died. What happened with the situation? He died. So he will not come to judgment because he died. And you know that we are done. So we will not come to judgment because I, as a person responsible for my iniquities and my sins, I am already dead. So I will not come to judgment. So, but we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, not to be judged, but to take our
reward for every good work you have done. Beginning from a cup of water, glass of water. If you offer that glass of water in the name of a disciple, you will receive your reward. Okay? So you will take the reward for all you have done according to the flesh. That will be before the judgment seat of Christ. Where is that? When it will be happen and where? When and where? When? After the rapture. Maybe we can say immediately after the rapture. When? In heaven. So we will not come into judgment here on earth, but after we reach heaven. And when? Immediately after the rapture. What will happen after that? The wedding. Or the supper of the wedding of the Lamb. We find that in Revelation chapter 19. Revelation 19. Beginning from verse 5, and the voice came out of the throne saying, "Praise on our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great." And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, "Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife or his bride hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true saying of God." My question, who is that Lamb? Who is that Lamb?
Jesus?
Yes. Why he did not say, "Blessed is those who are called to the marriage supper of Jesus," or "the marriage supper of the Son of God," or "the marriage supper of the Son of Man"? Because all these are titles to the same person. Jesus is the Son of Man, Son of God. Why he mentioned the Lamb? Have you any suggestion why he said the marriage of the Lamb? First mention
7. 28 times in the book of Revelation we find the title Lamb. He suffered for us. He came the first time as the Lamb. But he will come again as the bride. As the bridegroom. So he will take his bride because he first of all came as the Lamb and shed his blood in order to obtain the church. So he came the first time as the Lamb. So the second time he said the marriage, the supper of the marriage of the Lamb. Because he paid very high price in order to obtain us as his bride. So we have here the second thing that will happen when we reach heaven. The first thing after we reach heaven, the judgment seat of Christ. We stand before the judgment seat of Christ and we shall receive the rewards. And then the marriage, the supper of the marriage of the Lamb, not of the king, for example. He is the bride, he as king is the bride, but not the bride, he as king, he is the bridegroom of whom? Israel? Of the God made remnant from Israel? Yes. You read that, you find that in Psalm 45. Psalm 45 you find the bridegroom and the bride. But as the bridegroom is the king. Because in Psalm 45 it speaks about the godly remnant. Let me say the earthly bride. Because Christ has two brides. Heavenly one, that is the church. And earthly one, that is the godly remnant. And he, as the bridegroom of the godly remnant, he is king or lamb? King. And as the bridegroom of the church, is king or lamb? Lamb. Okay? Is it clear? That will happen in heaven. And then, what is will go on earth during that lovely 7 years in heaven? On earth will be miserable. The earth will be Revelation, beginning from chapter 6 till chapter 19, all these chapters speak about the woes that are on earth. The miserable situation on earth. We know that during that 7 years, there are seven seals, there are seven trumpets, and there are seven bowls. So we have seven seals, seven trumpets and seven bowls. That speaks about judgment upon earth. And almost go from lighter to stronger, severe judgment upon earth. But we will not pass through the great tribulation. I think we have mentioned that last time. We will not pass through the great tribulation. And we gave many reasons, about nine, I don't remember, I don't know if you remember any of them. We have mentioned already about nine reasons why we will not pass through the Great Tribulation. I hope that you at least know some of them. Any person can give me any hint why we as the church will not pass through the Great Tribulation. We have already mentioned about nine of them. Who can give me just one? Okay, thank you. Beginning from chapter 4 on, there is no mention for the churches. Although you find the churches in Revelation 1, 2 and 3. But beginning from chapter 4, never we read about the church. And when it is mentioned seven times in Revelation 2 and 3, who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
when we read that same phrase in Revelation chapter 13, we find who had an ear, let him hear. And that's it. Because the church will not pass through the great tribulation. Another reason, why will not pass through the great tribulation? Why? If any person challenge you and say that the church will not pass, no, the church will pass. Have you any defense? Are you ready to answer him? Why the church will not pass through the great tribulation? Why? Jacob's trouble. Yes? It has nothing to do with the church. If the Lord wants to wash us, he washes the church by the washing of the water, by the word. But he will wash the iniquity by the spirit of burning and the spirit of judgment, according to Isaiah chapter 4. So it is time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob's means Israel. Israel will pass through the great tribulation, but we will deliver from the hour of death according to Revelation 3:10. I will deliver thee out from the hour of temptation. We will not pass through that tribulation, but we will be delivered. Any reason? More reason? Daniel? Who said? Susan? Thessalonians, yes. Yes, Thessalonians chapter 1, the Lord will deliver us not from the eternal judgment, but from the coming judgment. There is a difference between the eternal judgment, we already delivered from eternal judgment, but he will come in order to deliver us from the coming wrath. Right? And the same thing we find in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9. That's good. You said about 3 reasons out of 9, not bad.
Let us continue. What will happen after that? The appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the difference between the rapture and the appearing? What is the difference? The difference is so simple. The rapture, Christ will come to receive us. In the rapture, he will come with us. So coming for his saints and coming with his saints. I think this difference between coming for his saints, he will come in order to receive us. And in the appearing, revelation, he will come with his saints. So first of all, he will come to take us. Where we find this? For example, one verse about his coming to take us, to receive us, where? This is the, I don't forget that you can return from a conference speaking about the coming of the Lord and you have no any verse speaks that the Lord will come to receive us. Where then?
John
14. Thank you. My father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come to receive you. To receive you. So he will come in order to take us. This is the rapture, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And what will happen in heaven? The judgment seat of Christ, and then the wedding, the supper of the marriage of the Lamb, and then we will appear. We will come with the Lord. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Matthew 25, verse 6. But in the appearing, he will come as a thief. And what a great difference between the bridegroom and a thief. He will come as a thief for the world. But for his saints, he will come as the bridegroom. And after the rapture, the most miserable days of the
the history of mankind will happen in the great tribulation. And after the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, the best days that will come into the in the life of the history of mankind, because it is the millennium. The millennium, what is the meaning of millennium? The reign of the Lord Jesus Christ for a period of time, 1,000 years. Where we read about the 1,000 years? What is the chapter speaks that we, that Jesus will reign for 1,000 years? What is that chapter? Pardon me?
Revelation
20. Thank you. So in Revelation 20, we read 6 times about the 1,000 years. Beginning from verse 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6 times we read about the 1,000 years. I think, can you read Revelation 20 from verse 2 till 7?
He laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil, and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years.
This is the first time. Bound him for 1,000 years. Okay?
And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he could not deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years.
Till the 1,000 years should be finished, fulfilled. This is the second time. Okay?
But after these things, he must be released for a little while. And I saw the thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And I saw the souls of those who
they were reign with Christ 1,000 years. This is the third time, okay?
But the rest of the dead do not live again until 1,000 years were finished.
This is the fourth time, okay?
This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has passed his first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but there shall be priests of God and of Christ, who shall reign with him 1,000 years.
1,000 years, this is the fifth time, and then?
Now when 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison.
So 6 times in Revelation chapter 20, verse 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. 6 times speaks about that the Lord will reign for 1,000 years. We shall reign with him for 1,000 years. Satan will be bound. But here we have an interesting expression, the first resurrection. What is that first resurrection? How many resurrections there were? How many? This is the first resurrection. Where we read about the second resurrection?
The great white throne.
The great white throne. But do you find that expression in the Bible, the second resurrection? We find the first resurrection. Where can we find in the Bible the first resurrection, the second resurrection?
Your silence is good, because there is no that expression in the Bible. You will never find the second resurrection. Why?
My question now, there is a first resurrection. Why there is no second resurrection?
Well, a difficult question, I will not answer it. You have to think about why there is no second resurrection, why there is first resurrection, but there is no second resurrection.
Well, let us continue to think about the other kinds of that resurrection. The first resurrection, but it has 5 different names. The first resurrection. Can you remind me, can you tell me about other names of the first resurrection?
Here we find in Revelation, I think this is the last time we read about the first resurrection or about that resurrection. But beginning from the Gospels, you read about other names of the same resurrection. Well, I will help you. In Luke chapter 14, you find one title of that. You have to find the verse. I tell you the chapter, you have to find the verse. Luke 14. People will be raised at the same moment, but there is the resurrection of the just. Can you read the verse, please? Verse 14. Luke 14, 14. Please read. We shall be recompensed, but not now, at the resurrection of the just. This is the first title of the first resurrection. So we have five titles. This is the first one, the resurrection of the just. The second title you find in Luke chapter 20. You find another expression about the resurrection of the just and the first resurrection. Thank you. Verse 35, please read. I think there is a difference between the resurrection from death and resurrection from the dead. What is the difference? All will be raised from death, but here not speaking about resurrection from death, but from among the dead. So the rest of the dead will continue in their graves. But few people, those who are just, those who receive eternal life, will be raised from among the dead. So the rest of the dead will continue, as we have read in Revelation 20. The rest of the dead will continue in their graves until the thousand years. So we have now the first resurrection, Revelation 20, and we have the resurrection of the just, Luke 14, 14, and you have resurrection from the dead, from among the dead, Luke 20, 35. The fourth expression in John chapter 5. You have to find the verse and the expression. John 5. Resurrection of what?
Damnation.
Yes. But damnation for the wicked. Or what do you think? Resurrection.
Of life.
Of life. The same verse. Verse what? Verse 28? Or what? 29. Okay. Please read verse 29. Resurrection of life, this is for the just people. and the resurrection of damnation for those who are wicked. So it is not the same judgment for the same resurrection for all people, but there is the resurrection of life and the resurrection of damnation. So now we have four titles. You remember that? The first one, the resurrection of the just. Second one, resurrection from the dead. Third one, resurrection of life. And the last one, the first resurrection. Remember the verses? Or is it different? Revelation 20, which verse? 6. The first resurrection, 6. Okay. And the resurrection of just, Luke 14. And the resurrection from the dead, from among the dead, Luke 20, 35. Then resurrection of life, John 5, 29. There is just one. In Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11. Of the dead, where, which verse? Better resurrection. What verse? 35. Who can read verse 35? Look, Hebrews 11, 35. Right. So we have now five titles for the same resurrection. I hope that you remember them, the five titles and also the verse. Is it difficult? Not this. So begin. The first one. What? Luke, yes. Luke 14, 14. Luke 20, verse 35, resurrection from the dead. Great. Number 3, John 5, 29, resurrection of life. Good. And then Hebrews 11, 35. You and I leave that question with you. Where is the second resurrection in the Bible? And if it is not mentioned in the Bible, my question is why? Okay? But I'm finished now. If you have any question, pardon me? Well, but why it is not mentioned second? That no one of you will raise that resurrection of condemnation, but we are waiting for the coming of the Lord, and if the Lord tarry, and we will pass through death or sleeping, we will raise in the first resurrection, the best resurrection, and the resurrection of life, resurrection from the dead, and the resurrection of righteousness of the just. Any question? Yeah?
Thank you. troubles, it was blessed him in his ministry. Lord, would you ask your blessing also on the remainder of the day? In your name we do pray. Thank you very much. The team are thinking on the timetable is lunch at 12:30.